Welcome to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast, where we ask 10 questions of leading attorneys in the United States about what drives their firm forward. Today, your host is Ryan McKean.
Hi, Haley.
Yes.
Hi, Haley. It's Ryan McKean, and you are on the very first episode of the Tiger Tactics podcast called Tiger Bites. How are you today?
I'm so excited to be here. I'm doing really well. Thanks.
And Haley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an attorney at Connecticut Trial Firm in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And I've been with the firm for about 3 months. Before I joined, I was general counsel to a mortgage company, and I've represented consumers in all sorts of different claims as a plaintiff's lawyer before that. So I have a lot of exposure to different areas in the law.
And you are also an awesome first guest, as you are willing to play along. We didn't have to go far to find you, as your office is actually physically next to mine.
I could probably hear you podcasting through the wall at some point.
Probably. And Haley, the premise of this podcast is, look, we're doing 15 minutes, so it's a little bit rapid fire about, you know, different chapters in the Tiger Tactics book. And, you know, you had mentioned that you had gone on from consumer counsel to mortgage compliance to personal injury. And I think that really touches upon the issue of vision. And that's an issue a lot of firms have, or a lot of lawyers and firms struggle with. Can you tell us about your process for honing your vision for yourself? What were your struggles? What did you do? Where did you look?
Well, I think, you know, there are some chapters in Tiger Tactics or some sections on the vision chapter that really spoke to me. And, you know, I think it was your section that talked a ship without any direction. And I think, you know, early on in my career, that was definitely something that I struggled with. You know, I was kind of taking jobs and opportunities because they sounded good and they were, you know, maybe fit a certain image that I thought I wanted to project for myself. But I really didn't have an aim, and I didn't have a long-term goal in mind when I was taking these positions. So having children was a real clarifier for me. And it made a lot of sense when I went back to work after having my daughter a few years ago, that, you know, if I was going to spend all this time away from her, I really wanted to make sure that the time I was spending away from her counted. So I really just started asking myself, like, what kind of work could I do that would make it feel worth the time that I was missing at home? And that really was a huge jumping off point for me in sort of reconsidering how I was spending my time and who I was spending my time with.
Interesting. And you, I mean, can you tell us about how, look, you had a practice where you were advising companies and large companies, and now you're working again with individuals. How did that factor into your vision?
It did. You know, I've always said that it's more important for me to who I'm doing things with than what I'm doing necessarily. And as I was looking at vision, one of the main components of, you know, my mental vision board for myself was that I wanted to do good work with smart people. And, you know, smart people is a relative term, and it sort of depends on, you know, what you do and what you define as smart. But for me, it was really important to be working with other lawyers and sort of working through the legal think tank. And I really wanted to work with clients where I felt like I was making a difference in their day-to-day lives. And I think, you know, if you work in-house at a company, it can be really hard to feel like you're moving the needle. And maybe you're advancing the company's interests, but you're really not connecting on a human level with, you know, the end consumer if you're in regulatory compliance, for example. So it was really important for me to go back to representing people and also be surrounded by, you know, other lawyers and other legal professionals, as those were the people that I decided, you know, I wanted to surround myself with. When I was in house, I was largely isolated, being, you know, the only on staff lawyer. And it was a special treat on the days that I got to call outside counsel and, you know, talk about legal discussions with them and feel like I had a peer relationship with another lawyer.
And sort of last question here on vision. What you know, what was your process? I mean, did you write things out? Were there any books you consulted to help sort of move you forward in your career?
There was a lot of thinking, first and foremost. It was just, you know, as I was driving to work, as I was driving from work, I was trying to ask myself, you know, some tough questions. I think it was a real clarifying moment for me too. You know, I actually went to see a therapist at one point to talk about some of the stresses that, you know, it sort of started this jumping off point for about my life and, you know, who I wanted to be and what my priorities were. So that gave me a whole lot of clarity to start, you know, looking inward. And I mean, this was probably a 2-year long process for me working through this and figuring out, you know, where I wanted to go and who I wanted to be. I also, a book that I read that I got a lot out of is a book called Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. And, you know, the premise of the book is basically, you know, get out of your own way and start executing on what you want to do. And she's, you know, it's a short book, it's an easy read. And I was on maternity leave at the time that I read it. And, you know, it was really just kind of galvanizing for me. And it the message is, you know, you can do this, you just have to stop making the excuses and telling yourself the lies that you've been sort of ingrained to believe as to why you can't get done what it is that you're looking to get done. So that was really inspirational to me.
All right. And Gritta, thank you so much for sharing all that. I think there's a lot there. And, you know, I think you hit on it that, at least for me, vision was a very introspective process. I think it's interesting to hear your process as well. And just a quick word from our sponsor. If you want to build your brand and get your firm noticed in the community, social media marketing can be your tool to dominate your local market. But too many lawyers and agencies treat social media marketing just like another place to spend money. That's wrong. At FirmFlex, we can show you the way to build your brand the right way on social media. Want to grow your brand on social media the right way? Get FirmFlex.com. Haley, that brings us to our next topic, which is marketing. We have chapters in the book about inline marketing and in-person marketing. And I'm just going to ask you to take, you know, something that you've done or seen that you think, you know, is sort of a unique idea in marketing that works or you want to try and share that with the audience.
Well, on my list, I'm going to start a podcast myself, which I'm pretty excited to do. I think, you know, you and I have had some discussion. And Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, is very big on this idea that law firms need to start thinking of themselves like media companies and, you know, generating content and, you know, not necessarily having it be very long, boring articles about the law, but more something that your target audience would be interested in reading, you know, completely unrelated, maybe something about golf, maybe something about wine and spirits, but putting content out there that's going to draw people to your website in a new way, I think is a really innovative idea. And I think it makes a lot of sense. So that's something that, you know, when I'm working on social media content generation and just generally blogging and things like that, it's something I'm trying to keep in mind. And it makes it easier, in my opinion, to come up with content because you don't have to figure out how to explain, you know, the statute of limitations to somebody in an interesting way. You actually get to talk about something that you're interested in too.
And you mentioned doing a podcast. Can you share anything about that with us?
Yeah. So I'm starting a podcast. It's going to be called the Woman on Top podcast. And the focus is going to be on talking to professional and executive women about their experiences, both in and out of the workplace, you know, current events, everything that's going on, and just, you know, explore the lives of women who are at work.
That's I think there's a real need for that podcast because I think I know you and I have talked where, you know, I think that there in the legal profession, that is in every profession, but in the legal profession especially, which tends to be male dominated, you know, these are discussions that need to be had. They need to be had openly and honestly. And frankly, they need to be led by women and through stories and sharing and having things brought, I think, to the surface and in ways that will, you know, not just lift women up, but lift everybody up. Because I think that these issues, you know, they play out there for sure.
Sure. And I, you know, it's a personal interest to me. I mean, I think my podcast, the way that I see it, is a group chat that I'm already having with all of my friends. You know, we have a group chat and every day we're talking about different things that we see or asking each other for advice of certain scenarios that come up at work. So it was a really nice, easy transition for me. And I know that women are having these conversations privately. And I think it'd be very interesting to give more of a public spotlight to those.
Well, I look forward to listening. Haley, our next topic is going to be customer service, and I'm gonna throw you a little bit of a curveball. Outside of the legal world, you know, what is the best customer service that you've experienced from a company, and how do you think, you know, small law firm, solo practice can learn from that experience and apply it to the practice of law?
Wow, that really is a curveball. I'm going to have to think about that one for a minute, but I don't want to let the air go dead. Best customer service, I'm going to say, that comes right to mind. There's a restaurant that I love in downtown Hartford. It's called Salute. And it's an Italian restaurant. And it's probably been open about 7 or 10 years now. And when it first opened, I was actually living around the corner, and my husband and I were frequent flyers, and we were there maybe every Friday night for dinner. And within a couple of visits, one of the owners of the restaurant came over to our table and said hello. You know, since we've moved out of the city and we've, you know, we're about 30 minutes outside the city now. We don't go downtown a lot. We have two small kids. It's been years since I've been in, and every time I go, the owner comes over and he calls me by name and he remembers me and he says hello and he sends free garlic bread, which is probably some of the best garlic bread I've ever had. And to me, that's customer service. And I think that the message is, you know, knowing your clients, no matter what kind of a business you are, and making them feel like you see them as a human, makes it really memorable and creates a connection that goes far beyond the transaction at hand. And it makes for repeat business and it makes for referrals. So I think, you know, law firms sometimes get a little bit too focused on the case at hand, or, you know, the 100 cases at hand that they have going on. And to the extent you can take a pause, reach out to your client and make them feel like a human and not just a number, it's going to go far.
Yeah, no, I think that that's right. And, you know, it's, you know, weird. We live in a world of almost like, you know, immense connectivity, but it's so superficial. And, you know, it's so rare where you are engaged with a company in some way and you are treated like a human being, as opposed to sort of, you know, the default experience sometimes seems to be like a airline passenger.
Right.
So I'm going to move on to our last topic for today, which is best advice. What's the best advice that you've gotten regarding your legal career, business, anything that you're willing to share with our audience?
I've been fortunate enough to talk to a lot of people with a lot of really great ideas. I think that the most influential piece of advice I had, and I think it carries over to everything I've done from, you know, consumer law to now personal injury and everything in between, is really, you know, establishing yourself as a brand. You're a lawyer. There's a service that you provide in a way that nobody else in your office is going to be able to do. It's your litigation style, it's your analysis, and everything. I think approaching everything that you're doing with your personal brand in mind is really helpful to, you know, closing the loop on your vision, making sure that you're making decisions that are in line with your values. It can be so hard to sort of lose the forest through the trees. And, you know, if you come back to the idea of the personal brand, it's a guiding beacon that can be helpful.
All right. The timer's telling me 1 minute. So we're going to explore this just a little bit. What is your brand?
You know, that's a question that I'm definitely still working on every day. I think that my personal brand is, you know, if I had to describe it in three words, I think it'd be friendly, diligent, and social. And I think everything that I try to do, you know, I want to hold myself out to be that person.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Haley, thank you so much for being a good sport and for being the first guest of hopefully many on our podcast. And, you know, we'll have you back on when your podcast is out there, talk to you about what you're learning and, you know, hopefully support each other and grow together. Thank you so much, Haley.
That's great. Thanks so much for having me, Ryan. Right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast. If you have read Tiger Tactics and want to be a guest, please visit Amazon.com to leave a review or go to TigerTacticsBook.com to join our mailing list.